the main risk of heat exposure is heat-related illness, and heat-related illness encompasses a spectrum of disease, with mild disease causing symptoms like headache or nausea, to the more severe end of the spectrum where one can suffer what's called heat stroke, in which somebody loses the ability to regulate their body's temperature and can achieve really high body temperatures of 105 or greater and suffer confusion, delirium, seizures, or even lapse into a coma or die.
How can you tell if someone's having problems with the heat?
You can tell someone's being adversely affected by the heat by symptoms they may report. They may report nausea or headache. They may report painful involuntary muscle cramps in their legs or calves. And certainly if someone is acting confused, if their skin is cool and dry to the touch as opposed to sweaty, those are some of the very serious signs of very severe heat illness.
So what should you do?
If you suspect someone is becoming ill because of extreme heat, there are some practical considerations. First, if you think someone is confused or not acting appropriately, you should immediately call 911 and summon help. While you're waiting for help to arrive, some things to do: try to move the person into a cooler environment, such as indoors or in the shade. You can try to help cool the person by having them drink if they're awake, or just gently pouring cool water on them or their clothing to help them cool off, or put a fan by them to help with evaporative cooling. So those are some of the practical things you can do while you're waiting for help.
School's out for most kids. Are they at any higher risk?
Children are especially vulnerable to heat-related illness for a number of reasons. Generally, they create more heat with body activity than do adults, and they don't sweat as much. So the main mechanism by which we cool ourselves is sweating, and for those reasons, children are especially at risk. Also, children often don't take breaks when they're playing outside. If they're having fun, they're not inclined to take a break or to stop and get a drink of water. So oftentimes it's important for parents or caregivers to remind our young children that, you know, they need to rest, take a break, drink some more water, because children often won't take it upon themselves to do that.
Of course, some people make a living outside.
Some people have no choice but to work outside because of their job. They should drink plenty of cool liquids to stay hydrated. They should take breaks and go inside to a cool, air-conditioned environment. Also wear lightweight, comfortable clothing. Those would be the practical considerations.